divine influence, God's influence upon your heart, and it's reflected in your life. And Darren, I believe it's so important to let God know, Father God, I thank you. You're the one that's doing this for me. Isn't there a scripture in Corinthians that we did not receive? Everything that we receive.
1 Corinthians 4:7.
Okay, could you quote that?
It says this: what do you have that you didn't receive?
Oh, yeah, what do you have that
now,
you didn't
now
receive?
Now, that's God's way of saying, you think you're a hot dog, man. Everything you had, I gave you.
That's right, everything.
So don't get smart. You know, you didn't get it on your own.
That's right. So this meaning for favor or grace, as Darren was saying, 5485, is gratitude. It's gratitude because God has been so liberal to you. He's been such a blessing to you. And we have to be full of joy and thankfulness. Boy, I'll tell you, that scripture right before that, Darren, God loves a cheerful giver. We need to be grateful. And where is that scripture in Deuteronomy 28, is it? Because we did not have a grateful or joyful heart, God turned us over to our enemies. Is that 32? I've got to look that up.
No, it's 47.
Oh,
Deuteronomy 28:47.
28:47.
Look at it. See if I'm right. Check my memory.
Okay. All right. We'll check.
I'm surprised you didn't remember that, Barbara.
Oh, I know. Because
you
can
stay after school.
That's one of my favorite. Yes. Deuteronomy 28:47. Because you did not serve the Lord with joy and a glad or a grateful heart for the abundance of what he's given to you, you will serve your enemies. Whoa.
No, if you want God's grace and favor to be abounding in your life, take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we have to be grateful for the seed he's already given us. And here's what it says. He who supplies seed to the sower. Oh, it had to come from somewhere.
It had to come from
somewhere.
Like my
dad said when I was a kid, money doesn't grow on trees.
Oh, that's really good.
Now, that's good. Who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Now, if he multiplies the cause of your harvest before you even put it in the ground, I mean, you talk about getting blessed coming and going, that's a pretty good example of it.
Oh, it is.
Now, see, if you sit there with seed, you think, man, now if I just plant this, I'm going to have a harvest. But what if he multiplies your seed even before you go to the sowing? Man, you're blessed.
Oh, that's right. And that's why you did that tape, Darren, on why pay, why not sow. Because we have to be sowing into the
That's
kingdom.
Right. Exactly.
And that needs to be an example of God's love in our life. And then we want to be a generous person towards others. And it's just a nice, wonderful circle. You know, people call it a vicious circle. No, not this one. This is an abundant circle. This is going around and coming around to you again. And it's such a blessing to know that God's favor is upon us. That is so important. And Darren, even when we're in a hard place, like Paul was in 2 Corinthians 12, when the messenger of Satan came to buffet him and keep him humble, as he said, and this was false prophets that came and brought him persecution. In verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 12, God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you." Now that word grace again is number 5485. That's favor. "My favor is sufficient for you, for power or my strength is made perfect in your weakness." So when you're feeling weak, and today you might be feeling truly weak, God is coming to you and he's saying, "My grace, my favor, my affection towards you is going to carry you through this storm. It truly is. I'm going to take you through." If you rely and depend on God, he in his mighty strength and power is going to help you today.
Okay, now I want to move over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, this is kind of putting it down the bottom line. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh," and we all do, "we do not war according to the flesh." And I'm going to say, hopefully. "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses." Now, folks, I want to tell you, Satan has built fortresses against all of us. We have to be a resister. We have to resist him. "We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." Now, if we take every thought captive, we will be saying out of our heart the right words. We will be sowing words of grace, words of favor. And Proverbs 18:21 then kicks in, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Man, I'm telling you, I want to speak the right words because I want the right harvest.
Yes. And that's something, Darren, I have to commend you on. You have been working on that because you were brought up in almost in an atmosphere of sarcasm, and that became a part of your identity, I truly believe. And once you realized what sarcasm can do, you have really been working to get rid of that. And in that, you know, sarcasm can be words that really put negative meanings on people and also influence
negative labels
in a negative way. Yes.
And you can mislabel a person and it hurts them.
Yes.
And say, I was raised with one-liners. And those one-liners can be very destructive. And God says, I'm going to judge every idle word. And those idle words are one-liners many times. And I've been around some people that just drove me crazy with their one-liners. I mean, just bugs you.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I don't think I want to be around this person.
Yes. Well, and you know who is influenced more than anybody else, and it's the person speaking it.
Right.
You're going to receive... And I didn't want to see that in your life, but you were going...
Boy, you're telling all my sins today, aren't you?
No, this is for the blessing of the body.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ultimate blessing of the body. But as we teach, we learn also, Darren.
That's
and
right.
I believe it's for our advantage that we learn from what we're teaching.
I think...
And I really commend you.
But, you know, Barb, many years ago I made a deal with the Lord. I said, if you show me something wrong, I will immediately repent. Now, sometimes you go along for a period of time, maybe years, and you don't see it. Then all of a sudden you see it. That's the time to repent. Because when we don't repent, we're shown something, and we don't repent, then hardness of heart comes in that area, and then it's harder to repent the next time and the next time.
Yes.
And I, for one, and I know you feel this way, Barb, about your life, but you don't want to go along with something and cover it up with pride or cover it up with anything. If God shows it to us, we want to deal with it at the moment. And because that's the closest, I mean, that's the shortest path to victory, I know.
It is. It truly is. So, Father God, today we just ask that you would pour your favor on your wise servants who are listening to this. You pour your favor on your faithful servants who are listening to this. You pour your favor on your righteous people today. Father God, I thank you that even though Satan tries to kill, steal, and destroy, at every hand, at every turn, you, O Lord, are coming with your barrel. I mean, you got more than a wheelbarrow. You got a big truck, Lord. You got a semi-truck, a favor for us today. And pour it on us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that favor is in your very presence. And help us, Lord, to enter into your presence, where that wonderful grace and favor live and abide, that we can be part of that in your precious name. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful word that you've given to us today.
And Father, I thank you that you are taking away pride so that we can see clearly what you're trying to tell us and we can hear you. And Father God, I know that in my life, pride is the most expensive thing I ever kept around. And I know you still deal with that. And I'm asking you if that's a situation in our listeners' lives, that we'd show that to them, and that they would step up to the line and confess it as sin, because that's what it is. And Father God, sometimes we feel a resistance, and yet your word says you resist the proud and you give strength to the humble. Lord God, we desire to be humble in your presence today and before our fellow man, and we pray that this message on favor and grace will bless our friends as it has us. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.